So, you know, I may have thought about that, but never pursued it, so to speak. But I know we're together, a sense of unity, but there was that sense from my generation, a sense of separation due to school. And then by the time we get to high school, we are all brought back together, so to speak. Roswell High School.
Seems to me could have gone to the same elementary.
Yeah. So, all brought back together in high school, but then guess what? You have your, what takes place in, I think kids bond during school. I think a lot of bonding goes on during school, especially from a generational perspective. During our time, I think that would have been a great time of, in the sense of building a cohesiveness with the young people during that time, during my time of coming up. I think we're together, we're fine, we played together, all that, but I'm talking about a sense of just, you know, we're going to encourage each other in school. And I think that's what I want to express to our young people today. You know, I mean, y'all got to encourage one another in where you are in school. You may not get that from the counselors. You may not get that from all of the teachers. I'm not saying all the teachers, but you have to apply yourself to, I think that still exists. You got to apply yourself to become who you need to become. I think better now are teachers in our school systems and in Roswell who will help and encourage more of our youth rather than to keep them down. But I still think there's a sense of self-application that the youth need to be acquainted with.
So you think those teachers don't exist anymore and the counselors don't exist anymore encountered?
No, I think some of them exist. Now, I won't say they're all gone. I'm not going to go that far. But I think that there is a sense of, I think there are those who will help and have no ulterior motives, is what I'm saying. I can't say, like, it would be hard for me for all of our black youth, so to speak, to come, or minority, let me say it like that, minority youth to come and say, all my teachers are prejudiced. It's just, I can't get ahead. I can't, you know. My question then is, okay, because I know it still exists, but let's get to the root of the matter. What's happening? Let's go from there. Are you applying yourself? You know, it's a matter of, like I had experience probably about a year ago. This is the best probably way to explain. About a year ago, had the experience of parents coming and expressing that, well, there were some problems that the parents had with their children in school. And children were not getting real good grades. And they were getting bad reports coming home from school. And the parents went so far, concluded that, okay, it's the teacher's fault. You know, maybe the teachers are prejudiced. So my thing is, with not, because I've growing up my experience, I won't rule out, okay, are they prejudiced? I haven't met with the teachers, I don't know. But one way to look at that is, okay, How's your child doing in other classes? Okay, not so well. How's the conduct in other classes? Not so well. But those other teachers aren't saying anything. That, see, is not so well to me. Mm-hmm. Here you have a teacher who's actually saying, here's some problem areas. That's the one that's prejudiced versus the one who's not saying anything. Mm-hmm. And knowing that the conclusion is going to be, the end result is going to be, maybe repeating 12th grade, not getting into college, but maybe going to try. That's the kind of stuff, and that's the kind of experience that you would see probably more so nowadays.